first thing you're going to have to decide is if you want to go with an NMO or a UHF. If I were to do it again, I would do NMO, just because they're better for durability, longevity, weatherproofing, all those fun things. I didn't know any better when I started, so I bought UHF. And then after I started buying mounts and antennas, I'm like, well, I'm not going to switch everything now. So whenever this antenna dies, I can actually convert my adapter I have right now to an NMO. So I don't think this antenna is going to die, but, you know, it gets broken, whatever. But if you're going to order stuff, now that you're getting into this, and if you know you're going to keep it, my word of advice is to buy from DX Engineering. They're in Ohio. If you spend over $100, it's free shipping. It's UPS ground, and you'll have it the next day. And it's not hard to spend over $100 with radio stuff. I'm sure you're figuring out. So I would order it from there. It's $69.99. I looked at it today for the F2x4. And then, yeah, I'll text you that link for the Breedlove mount. Just make sure that you can get to that stake pocket on your bed. You'll probably have to cut out the plastic on your bed rail. But if you can do that, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I was checking it out the other day. It looks like you said, I just got to cut the plastic out. You can see, like, kind of where the cutout is. But, yeah, DX Engineering, that's actually where I ordered that HT. First time I used them, and like you said, man, I got it, like, it was, like, within a day. So I was pretty happy with them. They seem like a decent place. So, yeah, $69, that's definitely cheaper than going the Amazon route or whatever.